We're also joined by Rodan, public radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hi there, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
Representative Nardalillo, after you announced your Senate campaign last May, I asked you to give President Trump a letter grade. You told me A-. A lot of time has gone by. A lot of issues have emerged since then. What letter grade would you give President Trump right now? What do you think his best accomplishment is? And what is your biggest concern about President Trump?
Sure. So initially, my grade was an A-, and I would say that he's in the range of a B+. He deserves a lot of credit for tax reform. While it doesn't satisfy every American, it has put the American first efforts forward in terms of bringing businesses back here. We saw many businesses giving bonuses. It's an accomplishment. It's a very difficult office for someone who has never been in the political arena before. I think that he deserves an A for effort.
Sure. How about your biggest concern about the president?
I would say my biggest concern has to be probably how vocal he is on social media. I think that we have press secretaries and we have individuals who we could utilize, especially at a large scale like that, as filters. I think we all have a strong heart and passion for our positions, but sometimes you don't necessarily have to vocalize them immediately. And then once it does go out there, a retraction is something that is probably too late.
One more question before we go to Scott. President Trump's approval rating in Rodan is not so hot. So if you do emerge as the Republican opponent for Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, how will you try and overcome Whitehouse's strategy, which will certainly be playing on how unpopular President Trump is here in Rhode Island?
Sure. I'd like to play on the fact on how unpopular Sheldon actually is in the state of Rhode Island and how I would be a unique change for representation, not necessarily anchoring. I don't anchor myself to anybody except for my own positions, which are reflective of the needs of Rhode Islanders. For me to make a distinction between two individuals, I would like to think it would be myself and Sheldon rather than the President of the United States. His policy is his decision, and my policy will be representation of those here in Rhode Island.
Let's go to Scott.
Well, every senator wants to represent Rhode Island if you're from the Ocean State, of course, but your first vote, if you were to get elected, would be for Mitch McConnell to be majority leader. And what has he ever done for Rhode Island?
Yeah, and that's come up several of times. The arena that we're looking at in the Senate, I do believe we all need change. I'm a strong supporter of term limits. I think that keeps things fresh, and I think it keeps things alive in terms of representation. So to come in there and to sit down, I would really have to see who the folks are who are going to be stand out in front and see who would help me benefit those who struggle here in Rhode Island.
You mentioned the GOP tax cut as a top accomplishment for President Trump. How do you respond to those who say that this tax deal is overwhelmingly stacked to benefit the rich and corporations?
I think that we did hear that. We've heard that on a smaller scale. It wasn't necessarily the loudest voice of frustration. The president did say, and the GOP leadership from Washington did say, that this wasn't a 100% satisfactory plan, but this was something in the step in the right direction for a stagnant economy and for appreciation to bringing things back here to America. We had to take a step forward. I felt like I would have supported the tax plan, just so you know that, just because I don't like standing still. I feel like we were stagnant for the past 8 years, and we had strong potential to make great reforms and directions. But
well, the economy had been adding a lot of jobs during the end part of President Obama's time in office.
Trump will not fully, and I will not fully say that all of the jobs that have come in are as a result of the new tax reform or the hiring process. We have to be wise in word and fact, and that's important that we say that. So I think the problem comes to be is that there is a huge split. There is the Democrat Party and there's the Republican Party, and then there's the middle, which tends to solve the problems. So when we're looking at accomplishments for somebody and an individual who the other side desperately did not want to be elected, the frustration is going to come from let's look at all of the bad parts rather than let's look at the good parts that are happening. And I think that mixture is become toxic in the media more specifically. So
we're talking here with U.S. Senate candidate Robert Nardolillo, and now back to Scott.
Are you concerned about President Trump's trade policies and how they're going to resonate here in Rhode Island? I mean, they were taping on Thursday, and today when this got announced, the stock market plunged 500 points over this trade issue. And aren't you going to hurt Rhode Island workers, companies that export to places like the EU or Canada by these kinds of trade restrictions?
So I'm in an ideal world, a free trade would be a wonderful thing. The reality is we have to start off with being fair. And I think at this point in time where we're seeing that these trade agreements are not fair and they're more lopsided against the United States, I think we have to take positions that we're taking now. We have to be responsible in terms of these tariffs. But we have to acknowledge that this process is broken right now and it's not in favor of the United States.
I'd like to get your view of the investigation being done by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. President Trump calls this a witch hunt. Other people say this is a legitimate probe into real concerns. How do you view it?
So we are tremendously distracted by this situation, which I hope will be resolved very soon. I think this process has to go through. It's in order to have transparency for the American people, I think there has to be a conclusion at some point in time. I don't think it should ultimately end right now. We don't necessarily have all the factors out there. So I'm in support of the continuation of trying to find an answer.
So it sounds like you disagree with President Trump's assessment of the probe as a witch hunt. Is that correct?
At this point in time, I think the American people deserve a conclusion.
I know that as a funeral director, you have a lot of contact with people who've just lost loved ones. And I know the opioid crisis has hit you as it has hit Rhode Islanders from all demographics. And I'm wondering, what are some of the ideas you have that we might challenge this problem?
Sure. Thank you very much. And ultimately, I do have a firsthand experience with serving families that have lost a loved one. And it's very emotional and it's very confusing at the time because there's a lot of burden put on the loved ones left behind.
What do we do about it?
This is a multifaceted issue in terms of, first of all, there's the over-prescribing. I have talked to many, many physicians, and they said the primary thing that we should be looking to do isn't to prescribe. It's to offer physical therapy as the primary first step and to go from there in regards to pain management.
We're out of time, so we need to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
And State Representative Robert Bobby Nardolillo, a Republican from Coventry and one of two Republicans running for the U.S. Senate.
And thank you so much for having me.